It's been a tough few days for many in the Venezuelan diaspora, a time of mixed emotions, shock, fear, jubilation and apprehension. As the US began the raids, which culminated in the capture of the president and his wife, many Australian Venezuelans began receiving frantic messages from friends and family. Now they wonder what comes next for their home country and for those they left behind. Elena Zerbo is Vice President of the Venezuelan Association of Australia. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Tell me, Elena Zerbo, what it was like when you first began to hear about this operation in Caracas.
First reaction was shock. We never thought it would have to come to this point. But at the same time, it was a little bit of hope because we thought this might be the beginning of the end of the dictatorship. So it's been a roller coaster of emotions, as you mentioned before, a mix of happiness for the capture of Nicolas Maduro, obviously, after so many years trying all the legal democratic ways to get rid of him and the regime and being unsuccessful. There's relief, happiness and hope that things will get better, but yeah, the ways that are being carried out are, worrying. Mix of emotions, I should say.
And Australia's home to around 6,600 Venezuelan-born residents.
Yes, that's right.
So a small community. It wouldn't be fair to say, though, that everyone in the community is glad Maduro has been deposed.
Well, to be honest, I would say at least 99% are glad, yes. You see, it's been very hard years. The main reason most of us left the country was due to the conditions that we were living under the regime for so many years, for so long, and where every year just keep getting worse and so much humanitarian crisis. And as you know, it's 8 million Venezuelans that left the country in the past 20 years. That's a huge number. And it's obviously not because it's a happy country. So I dare say that it's a huge number that, Venezuelans, even inside and outside the country, are mostly happy for the capture of Maduro.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. I'm speaking with Elena Zerbo, Vice President of the Venezuelan Association of Australia. What do you make of the official response so far from Australia? The Prime Minister saying Australia has long held concerns about the situation in Venezuela. We continue to support international law. Is that enough?
We thank the Prime Minister, and it is true. Australia has always been concerned for the welfare of Venezuelans. I understand the relationship between Australia and most Latin American countries, especially Venezuela, is not, commercially speaking, and it's not the tightest countries. But at the moment, I do appreciate the concerns of the Prime Minister and the government.
Would you like to see them take a stronger stance?
I would like them to help us support Venezuelans' will that was expressed on the 28th of July, 2024, where we voted with a 70% of the win for the opposition, and we elected Edmundo González Urrutia as our president. The opposition showed proof that we won, whereas the dictatorship didn't. So Maduro, that's why we call him a dictator, because he refused to show proof of his claimed victory, and he just went ahead. So he stole the elections, and instead of stepping out, what he did was to increase the repression and capture more political prisoners who are being tortured and, into violating all human rights, and there are even minors in these prisons. So, yes, we just want democracy and respect for the will of the Venezuelan people. That's all we want. And human rights and the liberation of the political prisoners.
Yes, of course. And as you know, Donald Trump appears to be wanting to sideline at the moment Edmundo González and Maria Corina Machado, the Nobel laureate. Yes. Elena Zorbo, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. I just would like to add one thing that is very important. The group that is doing Hands Off Venezuela, I'm pretty sure there might be only one or two Venezuelans in those groups. They don't really represent the majority of the Venezuelans living in Australia.
Elena Zorbo, thank you.
Thank you very much.